We are really blessed to have James McCanney with us. There's very few people that I'd rather have right now than James McCanney to discuss the different election frauds. Let me just say it. The election concerns, I think everybody or most people listening to this have some concern about some level of fraud. I asked Eddie this morning. He came on and told about his wife. I don't know if you heard that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now joining us. His wife went to vote this morning pretty early. She goes to vote and said, oh, you can't vote. You already voted. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Here, you got to fill out this form. We'll see if your vote will count two weeks later. We'll see. Wow. I asked him what his concern, 1 to 10. He said 10 and a half. I asked James McCanney, what's your concern? 1 through 10 about the fraud in the election. He said 11. So
then I changed it to 15.
And he changed it. Yeah, then he changed it to, then he changed it to 15. James McCanney did a, he's a tier one scientist. He taught two disciplines at Cornell, actually. And one of them was mathematics and statistics. He's unbelievable. He's way over, you know, my pay grade. We're going to have to get you to kind of break this down for us. In 2016, he did a white paper about the election, about the level of fraud and the different things that were going on. It was brilliant. Correct me if I'm wrong here. It was about Hillary Clinton stole, or the Democrats stole, somewhere between 10 and 15 million votes. Is that what I remember correctly?
Yeah, what I did is it's called mathematical regression analysis, and it's been used since, it was used highly in World War II. And say you're manufacturing nuts and bolts, and you need a tolerance on the nuts and bolts, and you got to make 100,000 of these. Okay, do you test every bolt and nut? No, you do a sampling, and it's a random sampling. And the way you do this, it indicates what the balance is, or the tolerance is, for all of the nuts and bolts. And so that's what you do. And so you take examples of the voting around the country, and then you go back from, say, the electoral college votes. And that's another way of examining the popular vote, because it came, the electoral college came from population zones that were equal. So anyway, I used three different methods of mathematical regression analysis to study the vote, the actual voting numbers. And there was no way in the world that Hillary Clinton could have gotten more votes than Trump, let alone she had about 17 million illegal votes. And one way of looking at it is the county win. So there's over 3,000 counties in the United States. She won initially 37, and then they increased it to 400 and some. But even with that, it's just a fraction. And most of those counties were either big, like Los Angeles, or really small. So that means that 17 million votes had to come from 400 small counties. And you see what I mean? And it's impossible.
Yeah,
so where did these votes come from? Doesn't make any sense. Or you cross a city street and you have Trump 90% to 10%, and you cross a city street and it flips 10 to 90. How does that work? That's not the way voting populations work. They are mixed, you know. So anyway,
we were looking
at the actual numbers. Yeah.
I thought it was very telling about Jill Stein. If you remember last time, she was a third party candidate, got, I don't know, 1% of the vote or something like that. She demanded a recount in some of these areas. And you were telling me that in Detroit, go ahead and tell that story about Detroit.
I'll tell you a Wisconsin story too, but in Detroit, over 900 voting precincts, could not recount the votes, because the rule is if the box has been tampered with, you cannot recount the votes. You know, you'd think that might happen in one or something like that, where somebody kicked the box and it fell over. But 900 precincts, they could not recount the votes because of all of the boxes had been tampered with. They went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All 900?
All 900 precincts had been tampered. This is in Detroit, a high... Now, this is the other thing where they talk about Democratic strongholds. This has been going on for decades, and that's the reason, like I say, they have the little old ladies and little old men at these precincts. You were asking before about changing the vote as they're being passed up and concentrated and brought up to the county and the state and the federal level. But they found in Milwaukee that the precincts were literally doubling and tripling Hillary Clinton's vote numbers just by writing it in. A handwritten, just instead of copying this number, they would copy in a number three times that. And, now, you know, so the voter fraud was just absolutely massive.
Correct me if I'm wrong. One of the things I remember, I don't know if it was Wisconsin, I don't remember, some of the counties or precincts, they were trying to do a recount on some of these, and they had more votes than people who lived in the precinct. So there were more votes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's obvious fraud. And so they had to just scrap it and just go with the original count. Is that, am I remembering this correctly?
Right. So what they do in a case like that is they go with the original count.
That's unfathomable.
And the
this
strange,
is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
How in the world? Hold on, Jane. How in the world? This is the 21st century. How do we not have a legitimate way to count presidential votes? I mean, I can see the sheriff in some little podunk county this going on, but this is the presidential election. How is it possible we have such a fraudulent system still?
Well, it's been going on for decades, and if you think about it. I want to bring in here the Electoral College. The reason the Electoral College was brought in place to distribute the vote in the Electoral College, one vote per population quantity or number of people in a region, it's like the House of Representatives. It's the exact same situation. Because if you could stuff the ballot box in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, they would control the national presidential election always. None of the other states would ever have to even vote. The fact that they have to go out to small states right now is because of the Electoral College. That means it's working. But they use the exact same argument that you need for the Electoral College to tell you that you don't need it. I've lived in foreign countries, and you wanna see a banana republic? Look at a country that just has number of votes, period. It's controlled by a few families. It's corrupt to the bone. And it's a banana republic. That's what the United States would be without the Electoral College.
All right, let me ask you a very basic question that I probably know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why is nobody in corporate media... Very few people, I mean, Russ Limbaugh mentioned it. I heard him one time. Why is nobody on these stations screaming about these inconsistencies and these examples of fraud? Why are we not hearing about this?
You know, I sent my voter study up to state levels. I had people who had contacts with the president, et cetera. The president had a panel headed by Mike Pence who went out to look for voter fraud, and they came back and they said they could not find any. I was like, what do you mean? It's every place you look. It's rampant. How could they possibly come back? And so I asked that question. I said, how could it possibly be that at that level? And the answer was they don't want to touch it. They're hoping that they can win with the cheating going on.
I'm going to give you
a
scenario.
And, of course, the Democrats are primarily the ones who are cheating. And I'm not Republican-Democrat, believe me, because this one went on, you know, anyway.
Let me give you a scenario. Let me give you a scenario that I've heard somebody say. I'm going to put this out there. I don't have a lot of basis for this, but this is just an idea. When you heard the Democratic Party talk about Russian collusion, Russia election interference, you heard that nonstop for 3 years. You still hear it. What I was told by somebody, at least they threw the idea out there, that at least something for me to look at. I'm getting your opinion. I was told that Russia did interfere in the election. What they did was they stopped the Democratic Party from using some of these computer-generated things to rig the election. They didn't change votes. They stopped some of the fraud. Do you know anything about that? And that's how Trump won. Do you know anything about that? Or was that just hearsay?
I don't know anything about that. No. And the Chinese are very involved in voter fraud in the United States. So the pointing to Russia, now that the whole thing about Biden, which we should at least give honorable mention here, the Chinese have tremendous influence in the United States. They own much of the West Coast, especially the Northwest Coast. And the influence they have, the prices of housing in Minneapolis are very high because of the number of Chinese investments in Portland and in Seattle. They very much affect the economy of the United States, and industry and technology and social media channels, etc. There's a lot of deals going on in the background, and so to think that the Russians have an economy the size of Italy. I don't know if people understand that. They have a military that's very powerful because they're very efficient. They have a military that will match the United States because they don't have a military-industrial complex that eats up vast amounts of money every year, giving us nothing.
Let's transition to right now. I mean, it's obvious there's so much fraud that's been going on for a long time. Trump still won, which makes you understand that something or somebody or divinity or providence, divine providence, was very powerful, was behind Trump, or maybe all of the above. What are your main concerns this election? As you watch TV, as you look for the rest of the day, as we're going to be watching the election results, what are you looking for that's going to be like, oh, okay, if I see this, it means this. If I see that, it means that. What are your main points?
Well, the control at the local level is extremely important, and this people found out during the coronavirus thing, that the city council could shut things down, or the local sheriff, or the local mayor. So they have tremendous power. And for decades, Soros and Bloomberg and those big money Democrat people have been sliding people into these local places, because if you notice, Trump would say, well, I want to send in the National Guard. And they'd say, no, we don't want you to. He wouldn't send them in because the control is at the local level. It's our system of government. The state is above the federal government. The county and sheriff is above the state. That's the way our government works. So there are people who are really in the know.
It's laughable when people say, oh, Trump's a dictator. Trump's a dictator. If he was a dictator, he would have ran shotgun in there with a bunch of MRAPs, and he wouldn't cared what the local. He respected the local authority and respected the Constitution to an extent. Maybe people even criticized him for it. It's ridiculous. Anyway, right. I had to interject there.
Well, when you had entire cities being burned down from the inside out, Portland and Minneapolis and Chicago and L.A. and major cities literally being burned down with the riots, which were all planned, by the way. That was all planned. All of the headlines, everything was all that's all planned. But all of this was managed at the local level. So you see the Democratic strongholds, New York City, the same with coronavirus. This was an agenda to take down the U.S. economy and bring in what is going on right now. It's called the Great Debt Reset. They're doing it in Canada right now, the Great International Debt Reset, where they pile so much debt on the public, and the public can't pay their credit card bills, so they come in and they say, oh, doggone it, we're going to absolve all your debt, but you're not going to own anything ever again. You're indentured servitude slaves, and you're going to get an income from the state, and you get to live in state housing. They just made slaves out of the entire country of Canada and England and count all of the nations that are still under the English umbrella. They are all shut down right now.
You just opened a big can of worms. That's a very important can of worms. We'll mention it at the end. Let's get back to the election for a second, at least for now. What you're saying is even more important.
The point is that the United States is probably the only country in the world that has a fighting chance.
Exactly.
And this election is pivotal.
I said this over and over and over again. I've tried with every ounce of whatever that I have to help people to understand how amazing America is, the value it is, the divinity within you, the connection to God, and what the Declaration of Independence means, what the Constitution means, and this is the battle. This is everything. There is nothing more important, because this is everything. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So that must mean then the opposite is true by logic. Where the Spirit of God isn't, there is tyranny. This is it. There is nothing else, ladies. It's freedom or tyranny. Slavery or independence. Or, you know, a life. Life. I am stunned. I made the comment before you got on, I believe. I am shocked at Trump's resilience, his fervency. I think he is the greatest political closer I have ever seen. Him on these meetings, they won't let him even meet in an arena anymore. And still there's 45, 50,000 people that are either in the little town hall meeting he's having or outside. They couldn't get in, but they're waiting outside and listening. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that? And what does that portend to you? What does this mean to you?
Well, if you look at that's a good point. The rallies, I mean, Biden and Harris met in Arizona, and 10 people showed up. And I saw one where Kamala Harris is. Yeah, she had 14 people there, and she gets up. She says, "Oh, look at this! I can't believe it's so great to see all of you." Like she's talking to 80 million people. There were 14 people there. I mean,
yeah, because the camera.
How can they? How can you even imagine?
The camera only shows her.
How can you even imagine that they're even in the race at all? It's because of cheating. Because of absolutely massive cheating at the polls.
Is Trump going to win?
I don't know. I've said before that not only the Democrats, but the Rhino Republicans hate him. He has thrown a monkey wrench in their game. These are people that had a lot of money coming in. They had a lot of business deals going on the side, making big money off their congressional positions. Or local positions, the life was good for them. And all of a sudden, Trump has changed all that. They don't like him. Not just Democrats, but a lot of Republicans do.
Is he going to win, James?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm worried that the level of cheating, they spent 4 years doing everything to get him out of office, but now their last hurrah is this election. They've been preparing for 4 years for this day.
I'm going to make a comment, and some days I feel good about it. Some days I feel horrified about it. I believe it's true, and hopefully it'll help. I believe that Trump is completely supported by Israel. And you want to talk about intelligence agencies that are ruthless, intelligence agencies that are, you talk about getting something done and they can overcome some of this. If Israel wants Trump to be the president, I think Trump is going to be the president. That's what I think. Your comment on that.
Well, that's an interesting point. There's a lot of people who are very much against Israel because they control so much in the United States and the wars in the Middle East, et cetera. Trump has maneuvered this minefield in a very clever way. I've seen him become a politician where he wasn't before, where he makes decisions based on, well, I'm not going to say this quite right yet. I'm going to wait until such and such. And I guarantee you he's waiting till this election is over to say a lot that's on his mind because he doesn't have to worry about election again. But, yeah, that's a huge factor. It's like in the white paper I just wrote, the addendum to the voter cheating study. There are, in fact, I did not bring up Israel. That's a good point. There are hundreds and hundreds of factors that are immense in this election that, you know, we've never had before. Where let's go back to Obama and what's his name, McCain? Was he the guy that ran last against Obama?
It was Romney. Romney for McCain. Then McCain in 08, and then Romney in 12, I believe.
Yeah. I remember the debate. The last thing in the debate against Obama and McCain was they both said exactly the same thing. We will support our good ally Israel. They both said it. In other words, you know, flip a coin for who you vote for. You're going to get the same, the same deal.
We got a couple minutes before the break. Hey, Todd, let's just skip the break. Let's just skip. Is that all right with you, James, or do you need to take a little break? Are you okay?
No, I'm doing good. Keep going.
Okay, let's keep going. I don't want a break here. This is, I got a million things running through my head. I haven't been on the show for a while. I'm kind of out of practice here. This is obviously a mostly charged day for a lot of people. The Powermall got some calls. People couldn't get through. Well, we only got so many lines. If you called before and you couldn't get through, call in again now. We'd love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you got a story about an election, you know, when you went to vote kind of like Eddie and his wife did, please call and tell us. You may be voting now. I don't know, or whatever. Please feel free to call. It's open. Keep trying if you can't get through. We got a lot of lines. Uncle Kevin's on. There's all kind of lines being used, but call in, please. Let's transition a little bit. We'll get back to today. Let's talk about lockdowns. I am one of the greatest things that Trump has done. Kevin had a list. We didn't even talk about Uncle Kevin's list about some of the things Trump has done. But I think when it's said and done, the fact that he so often does not wear a mask will be one of the greatest things that he has done for this country. As simple, as crazy, and as maybe abstract as that is, that may be the greatest thing that one of the greatest things he has done. Between him,
well, you know, yeah, go ahead.
Between the probably 200 to 300 sheriffs, I'm estimating, that are adamant about this, maybe another 100 that are sympathetic. The states have not been able to lock down like we see in Australia, what we see in Europe. And now Britain, we used to be called Britain, now it's called UK, whatever. I call them Britain. Britain is now saying they're going to have another lockdown for a month. They are going to go door to door in districts, starting with Liverpool. They're going to go to your house and they're going to go, I'm certain with some authority, they're going to go to houses. They're going to test you right there. There's a CDC plan right now. That's another thing in the news that we did not cover, that to have isolation centers for people. The same thing, even more so, I'm sure, in Europe, Spain, Italy. And they're going to have tracking and tracing on this. This is all they're doing right now in England. Your thoughts about any of that going on in Europe and abroad? My mind, it's coming at us so fast. Your thoughts on any of that?
Oh, so what I mentioned before is that Canada right now, and this is part of the second program coming from the international bankers called the Great Debt Reset Program, where they give you a guaranteed income, they lock you down, and it's hand in hand, glove in hand, with the coronavirus. And it's exactly what you're saying. And so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take the vaccine. You're going to have to get the card saying you're a good citizen. And I wrote a paper, I don't know if you saw, Daniel, it's called Holodomor. And this is exactly what happened in the Ukraine in the 1930s. Prior to World War II, the Russians came in, they installed this exact same system. And they had food vouchers. This is where it's going. Canada has been on a path. There's a guy called Ice Age Farmer. as Christian. He's on a, got a YouTube channel. I suggest everybody take a look at him there. But he's been showing all of the destruction of food and food chains and food delivery accessibility, et cetera, around the world. And Canada is one of the places, and the United States, where they have literally shut down food. And part of the Holodomor was the starvation of the Ukrainians into submission. And people would go to the government and tell on their neighbors so that they could get a food card to eat. There was recently a guy in Australia, a family who was arrested for crossing a political boundary. I don't know if it was a town or a county or whatever, for crossing a political boundary to buy food. This is where it's going, and this is where the United States was going to go. So, you know, people don't understand what's at stake here. The American public is in such a state of la-la land, and I know a lot of these people, they have no clue what's going on in the world. They have absolutely no clue, and, you know, they list, the news media is controlled 99.9%. And even, say, Fox News, you have Tucker Carlson. He's not hitting the big issues. He's not talking about mass starvation because of
government
policies.
He's not talking about voter fraud, just slightly.
Not talking about voter fraud.
I think he mentioned it slightly.
Well, they talk about what a wonderful thing it'll be when we have mass vaccination. You know, so they work for the pharma companies. One night, Newt Gingrich was on... it was the Outnumbered show, I think it was, with these four women and then one guy called Outnumbered. And I think it was, anyway, Newt Gingrich was on there, and it was during the lockdown, so these women were at home. So anyway, Newt Gingrich says that all of this rioting in the street is called by George Soros, and he's cut off.
Oh,
all of a sudden,
God,
there's a woman standing in her living room, saying there's no proof of that. We're not going to bring
true.
Up George Soros.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's not true. And they cut him off, and Newt was like flabbergasted. He was speechless. And the woman who was doing the interview, she was like, she was just like in shock. And she finally maintained herself enough to say, "Well, let's move on." And then other people took a look at that, but.
Yeah, she's
this
the woman.
Fox
with,
News.
She's the woman with a man's name. I can't remember her name. She's got a man's name. I'm like, wow, that's weird. Anyway, she's a woman.
Hudson,
I know exactly
what's her name?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
let's move on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
But anyway, I mean, that's your hard hitting news channel. Is people listen to Fox News thinking they're getting the hard hitting news? Hey, they're not even touching the hard hitting news.
I saw ads.
It's Faulkner.
I was talking to my dad on the phone, and an ad for Joe Biden came up, and it was Jill, his wife, and she talked about his faith and his religion, and I just about lost it. I lost my religion a little bit. I'll be honest. I just was so pissed off. I couldn't hardly stand it. You have a man here, says he's Catholic, says he's religious, says he has faith. He's working for the same party that's for 9-month abortions, even they can be born after. Camilla stood down. I hope everybody knows this. I want everybody to, if you don't remember anything from today's show, remember that Project Veritas went undercover to Planned Parenthood and was looking to buy certain aborted fetal parts, which is illegal on a federal level. They offered to sell them everything, illegal, whatever. The lady wanted a Ferrari, the whole deal. They gave the video to the DA. Kamala Harris was that DA. She did not prosecute Planned Parenthood. In fact, she indicted the people who made the video. I want everybody to remember that fact, that succubus, that's what she did. Then Joe Biden now says he has faith, and his whole party is for abortion on demand, abortion up to 9 months, even after governor of Virginia. Cuomo has already passed that in New York. That's what they're for. The reason I'm saying all this, James, how in the world can any Christian or person that calls himself a Christian support the Democratic Party at all?
Well, I don't know what people are listening to or what they see. It's so whitewashed that there's really no information there. The other thing is I have, traveled around a lot. I've been in foreign countries. I've taught in foreign countries. I've gotten to see a lot in my lifetime. And I rubbed in the wrong places with the CIA. They really don't like me. A lot of my problems are because of them. When you go on the internet and you see my name slandered and smashed and et cetera. But the world that is really out there, most people don't have a clue. And if you tell them something, they go, that couldn't be true. I couldn't, they're so far removed from any reality that they just can't imagine things the way they are in the real world.
Uncle Kevin, are you still there?
I is.
What do you have any comments on anything we've talked about up to this point?
Well, France, too. Those people in France are leaving in droves because they're going to shut down for another 6 months.
Is this the biggest story, the fact that they're locking down? I mean, maybe this is the biggest story, that they're locking down Britain and locking down in Europe.
Yeah.
Maybe this is... I mean, this is way bigger than the election, really. I mean, it's all connected. But if they're going to say that this is Australia, one thing you said about Australia, James, it's all true. This isn't speculation. This isn't like, well, they might do this. No, this is what they're doing. This is what they've done.
This is going on right now. Australia doesn't have guns.
Yes, this is going on right now. This is not, oh, they might. Well, where did you hear that? Well, where'd I hear it? From my friends in Australia who they're doing it to right now. That's who I heard it from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is speculation.
Exactly. Yes.
They don't have guns in Australia. I think if they told Americans, at least some Americans, that you got to stay in your house for 23 hours a day, and if you cross the county line to go buy food in another area and you got arrested, I think at some point there's sheriffs that would never do that. Two, eventually some Americans would use the right to bear arms in a very aggressive way. That's my feeling. Your thoughts?
The last thing that holds the United States together, whether there's an election, who wins or doesn't win today, is exactly that. And that right to bear arms is the thing that there's one thing Mao Zedong used to say. He said, everybody understands looking down the barrel of a gun. And that's literally the way it is. When it comes to that, that's the great equalizer. That's the thing that makes people, that's the game changer, because without that, they do what they want.
Political power comes at the point of a gun. That's another variation of a translation. I already said something similar. Political power comes at the point of a gun. That's what I've been screaming about this country. He is Mao Zedong is 1,000% right.
Mao Zedong.
Political power does come at the end of a gun. Why do you think the Second Amendment why is the Bill of Rights so important? Who has the political power? If you are limited in your ability to have a gun, you are limited in your power. If the power is in you, if God endowed you with the power, if God gave you the ability to decide, why can't you arm yourself? This is the American discussion. This is this started America. America started because Britain said, we want your guns and powder. They said, not today, Redcoat. And we're going to fight about it. Britain was telling the king, the British officers, this is on record, this is a historical fact, was telling the king that America was cowardly, America would never fight the crown, and we can go in and mow them down. Don't worry about these little scuffles. Don't worry about it. That's what they told the king. This is on record, an historical fact. As soon as they went to take the guns, it all changed. And I mean, is that energy still in America? Is that in us enough, James, that we can, if they try some of this stuff, no matter, I mean, even if, God forbid, Biden wins today or whatever, is that energy still there that we can tap into?
Well, time will tell. I guess time will tell. But the end result is that I think even if Trump wins, there's going to be activity in the street. Because the people on the left who are going to go absolutely ape bananas over the cliff over this, because they can't imagine 4 more years of literally turmoil in their brains. That's the level. It's, you know, the that's how, you know, psychologically disturbed they are over this whole thing. And so it's going to be a divided country one way or the other. And I was listening to some people talking earlier that friends of theirs had voted a certain way and they criticized, and there were arguments back and forth. But, you know, I think we're going to have a divided country here either way. But the biggest thing is to keep the country from more lockdowns. And that's the United States will be one of the only places where things are actually moving, along with China. China locked down for 3 weeks back in February. They have opened up, and they've been operating as normal ever since.
So, well, they're resetting their economy. They're opening their economy. They're saying they're getting ready for the new realignment, and so they're opening a regional national economy. We got a 1.5 billion people. What do we need the rest of the world for? We got all this money. We've already stolen all the money from them. Let's get our own economy going. They're getting ready for the realignment. They're getting ahead of the game. I know that Trump has changed the dynamic of Biden, because I've noticed Biden over the last few days. It used to be Biden was doing very well. I thought Trump did a very poor job, or his campaign, of certain things, because Biden was going, we need unity. I'm a president of all the Americans. We need a da-da-da. We need a da-da-da-da. And it all changed like about a week, 10 days ago. And now he's saying, Trump's a dictator. Trump's like Hitler. It's like a typical delusional Democrat, liberal socialist, is that once they don't get their way, they start just acting like a 4-year-old. And I thought, wow, Trump's really hit. They know that this election is not in the bag like they thought it was, because Biden is changing. That's how I knew that. Your thought on that comment?
Well, they're not getting votes that they need. They can get a certain number by cheating, but I think their cheating numbers are way low. They made a big tactical error. What they did is they said, everybody, do your votes, mail them in early. And then what they realized was that a lot of those votes would be not counted, because people would fill them out wrong. They weren't there to get help to fill them out. They didn't sign them correctly. So a lot of those mail-in votes that they encourage people to do early are not going to be counted. And so that meant that the Democrats were not going to show up at the polls. So then 2 weeks ago, they go jumping up and down, everybody vote at the polls. And, you know, then by then it was too late, because most of those people had already mailed in their ballots. So, you know, they've been making tactical errors. It seems like every time they do something, they step all over themselves. And also the Latin and black vote, which they always have counted on. I know a lot of Latinos, but, Mexican population in the U.S. You know, I speak the language. I lived in Mexico when I was young. I know the culture. And they're very much Trump supporters. That's something that, you know, 4 years ago they were kind of Trump supporters. Now they're really Trump supporters, because they know what it's like in their country, in Mexico or where Salvador, wherever they came from. They don't want that to move here. They're one of the lucky ones that got to the United States. They don't want open borders with all the drug trafficking and everything else, theft. You can't walk down the street, because where do the thieves and the illegals go first? To the Latin community. Who do they rob first? The Latins. They don't want open
this
borders.
This idea, this rally they had in Opelika, Florida, this was stunning. This is like Saturday night, I think. 11:30 p.m. at night. 11:30 p.m. at night, Trump lands in Okalaka, Florida. There are thousands of people there listening to him. There are something like 45,000 people at this freaking thing at 11:30 at night. If anybody thinks Florida may go to Biden, they're delusional, because those Cubans and those Venezuelans, they are. I have never. You want to see somebody who's a Trump supporter or who hates Biden? There is nobody on this planet that hates them worse than a Cuban. Go find a Cuban who came over there, who still has family in Cuba, what have you. Go ask them what they feel about Biden. Those people in Florida is guaranteed red. If Trump does not win Florida, you know this level of cheating, whatever James has described, it's triple what he said. There is no way Biden can win Florida. I don't care what CNN, Fox, I don't care what any of them say. Am I being over optimistic, or am I accurate here, James?
No, that's exactly right. And they know too that Cuba is an interesting place, because you have the people who still live in Cuba, a lot of them patriotism towards Cuba itself and the motherland, the island. But the people that, you know, moved to Miami hate the CIA, because the CIA double-crossed them many times, many times. And so they're not big, and they know that Biden is associated, the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton are associated with the CIA. So, you know, they've had their fill of those people.
All right, we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Uncle Kev, are you still there?
Yeah, and I think Florida, the Democrats have 108,000 vote lead going into today. So that's going to get blown away when all the Cubans and Mexicans and everybody in the panhandle votes. They're going to blow that 108,000 away. Just like James said, they made a big tactical mistake with all those early vote-ins.
All right, let me ask you, Kevin.
Another thing is Florida is interesting when you look at Latin population, because they have Puerto Ricans, they have Cubans, they have all of South America, Venezuela, Colombia, you know, you name it, Ecuador, in Florida. That's where they go. And so you have this very huge mixed population of Latin population, and they understand that basically the CIA has controlled their countries for decades, and Biden is associated with them. So they know. They know these
All right.
people.
All right.
Yeah, and they had that massive rally in Little Havana in Miami, Florida, to shut down the whole town. Massive. And that's not counting the 93-mile caravan in Arizona. 93 miles.
All right, we got about seven or 8 minutes. Kev, I'm going to ask you first. It seems like the election basically is going to come down to Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida. It seems like basically that's the election, maybe Georgia, but that's pretty much the election. Your thoughts on any of those things, something to think about, something as we start to see results coming in that you're looking for?
I think Trump's going to win with a bigger vote than he did last time. I mean, what I see, he's gonna win in a landslide. That's my opinion.
That's your prediction.
That's my prediction. Even though the voting fraud is going to be massive, I'm a little scared of it. But his victory is going to be so big that they can't overcome it.
When I heard that in Pennsylvania they can count a ballot that comes up to 7 days after. It doesn't have to have a postmark, and it doesn't have to have a signature match. I'm like, what the? God.
Yeah.
My God. How does anybody think that that's legitimate? I mean, how does anybody think that that's legitimate? Anyway.
He's got all the voting machines under control, all the electronic voting machines. That's what I heard. He's got all of electronic voting machines under control. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
You didn't say who.
Trump.
No, let's hope so.
They're not worried about the electronic voting cheating, because I've heard that they.
here's what listening to James McCanney makes me think and makes me believe even more. I already believe this. Somebody very powerful is behind Trump, or forget it. There's no way he would. But what Trump is doing, he's galvanizing a certain part of America. Now, is he taking this patriotic, freedom, liberty-minded energy of America and then running it into the ground and sucking it up and now going to frustrate it? Or is he going to explode it? I think that's really the $64,000 question about this election. I'm going to ask you, James, the same question I asked Uncle Kevin. I think Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, whatever I said before, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, maybe Georgia, that's basically the election. Do you agree with that assessment, and what are you looking for as the day moves forward?
I don't look at it that way, I guess. I really don't know. I don't know how it's going to shake out in the very end. I'll tell you, when you look at the secure electoral college votes on both sides, it's pretty thin. And so there's a lot of variability in there in all of the states. So I don't really know.
If this was a straight up election,
I'm not making a prediction.
If this was a straight up election, what would be the percentage of vote Trump would get, dude? If this is straight up, no fraud, what percentage would
93 to 7. 93 to 7%.
I was going to say 90-10.
Within a 3% margin of error, we're right on target.
Yeah, exactly. When Joe Biden and Kamala Harris went off on, you know, we're going to set off and go on our United States tour. Nobody showed up. Not one person.
Yeah, but you have so many Democrats. Yeah. They're yellow dog Democrats. They're going to vote Democrat.
Of course they are. You know, sure they are.
Well,
but
10%. I mean, it's got.
I'm with him. I say 90-10.
Well, that's awful hard to overcome. If you cut out California and New York, it's probably the rest of America is probably 75% Trump. That's my estimation. And even California is starting to not be as a dominant Democrat.
Oh, look at Jefferson. Look at the people in Jefferson County. You know, they want to succeed.
What's your prediction, James? James, we got about 3 minutes, you know, 4 minutes, whatever it is. I don't have my clock with me right here, but what's your prediction? Give us the James McCanney prediction.
But I don't know. And I've been back and forth on this, and I'll be honest with you. No, this is not something that is callable at this point. And then you have people on the Biden side, like Hillary Clinton, telling Biden, don't give up the ship no matter what.
Never give up, yeah.
My prediction has always been that if Biden won, he would drop out. Harris would be president with the 25th Amendment. She would appoint Hillary Clinton as vice president. Harris would drop out, and Hillary becomes president without ever being elected. That was my original prediction.
God forbid.
That was my original prediction.
You keep saying that kind of stuff. I'm not going to have you on anymore. You're giving me adjustment.
James, he just had a baby. Come on.
Yeah.
Lighten up.
I can't handle all this.
His wife had a baby. Daniel didn't.
If that happens, I think I will.
Yeah,
have
but
a
he
baby.
Has to listen to it every night.
God. Well. Oh, man. Okay. So, James, final thoughts we got. How many, Todd, where's the time? How many minutes? What do we got? Four minutes? 2 minutes. We got 2+ minutes.
2 minutes.
I think the
biggest story here is about lockdowns. Trump wants to open up the country. I think when he got coronavirus and proclaimed it and said he's sick and he went away for 14 days, I think that was a political move. And then he came back and he said, I'm cured. He doesn't have to wear a mask. He doesn't have to get a shot. Now they're talking about using remedial methods instead of vaccinations. And I think he was being supported by the pharma companies because he was pushing the vaccine. And I think he's going to dump that like a, you know, like
well,
a
he gave them the money.
Bad
they
habit.
Don't care. They gave him the money. I mean, Trump gave him the money. See, that's when people criticize Trump. They say, well, Trump gave the big pharma, $500 million or whatever it was for. He has to, ladies and gentlemen. It's only money. Who cares?
Yeah.
He's got to shut him up. Just give it to, this isn't,
yeah.
I mean, God, he is, even any of these decisions, we want idealistic decisions. The landmines involved with that, we just can't even comprehend. Anyway, go ahead, James.
Well, and that's what I was saying before, is he's become a politician. He understands this maze, this minefield he has to walk through on a daily basis to get to move ahead in the direction that he wants. You know, I mean, I deal with NASA all the time. I'm not going to go into that, but, you know, anyway, we're about out of time here. I just,
last question.
In the morning. Go ahead.
Last question. JMCCSCI.com is James's website. You know what we think of it, ladies and gentlemen. You should check it out. JMCCSCI.com. Last question. If Trump does get elected, what are you looking forward to? What do you think will happen this next 4 years that is going to get us excited? Something you're excited about next 4 years, Trump wins.
Private space. Private outer space.
Wow.
My wing generators.
Freedom.
My wing generator powering the country.
Oh
fantastic.
Good.
Even better. Kev, last thought.
Freedom.
Freedom ain't going to come from Trump. Freedom's going to come from us and the sheriffs in this local level. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Thank you for your support at the Power Mall. Please buy a great product. We do have quercetin from Dr. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Pete Hendrickson and, of course, more news.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.